Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Jordan Davis, welcome. Thank you for doing this. You are my last interview of the year, buddy.
Oh, that's awesome. We did it.
Yeah, we did
it. Putting a bow on 2025.
Oh my God, I know. It feels like it's been the longest year and the shortest year at the same time, which I'm sure that you also feel that.
Yeah, it's definitely the, you kind of like look back on shows that you played in January, where, you know, because we were overseas in January. So it's like, somebody said that the other day. He's like, dude, it's crazy to think we were in Australia 12 months ago. And I was like, wait, that was this year? That feels like that was 6 years ago. So
no, it is nuts. It's nuts. Are you doing anything for New Year's?
So we're playing the Citrus Bowl. So we'll be in Orlando.
Oh, you are? Oh my God.
Yeah, we'll be in Orlando down to the Citrus Bowl for New Year's.
That would be a good one. I feel like you either love New Year's or hate it. I hate like a halfway New Year's. Like I either want to be in bed by 9 and miss the whole thing, or I want to be out until 3 a.m.
Yeah. And I lean towards the 9 o'clock one, but
yeah, same.
Which is easier now, like all the kiddos, you know, so you put them down and, you know, we'll just act like it's let's act like it's midnight at 10. How about the, you know, we'll watch a different ball drop and celebrate it then.
What do they do for toddlers? They do like a New Year's Eve. I've seen somebody post about that before.
For toddlers, I'll do it for myself. Like I'll do a New Year's Eve. Love that.
I feel that more and more like I do with like new music releases. Like whenever I'm like, I stay up till midnight when Taylor Swift puts a new album out, and I'm like, God, I wish she would do this at like 4.
I know, right? I don't feel like staying up till 1:30 listening to songs and then falling in love with the record, and then you end up staying up till 3 because you go back and listen to it again. So
yeah. Exactly. Do you do New Year's resolutions?
Yeah. I mean, me and Kristen loosely usually try to do, yeah, like we do them. I don't know how good we are at sticking to them. I've never been like, you know, it's just something to, I feel like it's something you're gonna get busy, because I feel like the holidays is like my favorite time of year. Hey, I love Christmas, love New Year's, but it's like you have the 2 weeks where you have nothing to do. So it's like, I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m., go to the gym, swim, start doing cardio, because you have nothing going on. And like,
yeah, it feels so, you're like, this is so easy. I'm crushing
like,
this.
Yeah. You're like, wait, why? This is, I feel awesome. Like, why do I not do this for 365 days a year? And then you start touring again and then the world picks back up. You come out of the holidays and you're like, oh, this is why I don't do this like so consistently.
I know. I was thinking about this morning. I was like, I wonder what it would be like, because I see so many of my friends who have like a very like normal everyday job that like they do. They get to do the same thing. They have like the same breakfast. They have the same routine. And I'm like, I can't remember. I couldn't tell you the last time I did the same thing 3 days in a row ever.
No. And that's the, you know, we always talk about like, I'll see people like on TikTok or Instagram. It's like these people I follow that are like, oh, here's my schedule. I wake up at 5 a.m. I do this, I work out, I journal, I read, and then I want to be like, when do you work? Like, how do you,
yeah,
where does your
what
money
are you doing
come
that?
From? Like,
I know.
It's like, dude, I woke up in LA, New Mexico, and Phoenix in a 3 day period. So, like, my life doesn't fit that. But hey, hats off to him. I wish I was more like that.
No, I know. What would you say have been, I know you were talking about like you were overseas in January. What do you feel like have been biggest highlights for you, both musically and personally from this year?
Yeah. I mean, musically, you know, the Australian run was pretty awesome. It was our first time going over there. And it was far exceeded expectations. You know, so much so that we're turning around and going right back beginning of next year. That was definitely a highlight. You know, just mainly because it was the first time, and it went really well. The headlining tour we just wrapped up a couple months ago was a lot of fun. You know, obviously brand new record out that we're really proud of. So those are three of the big wins on the music side. And And then personally, welcoming a brand new baby this year was pretty awesome. So that was definitely the highlight on the personal side, welcoming sweet Sadie to the world. She's been awesome.
I was gonna say, how are the kids? I saw your like latest, I think it was like your Thanksgiving post, and I was like, God, those are all such cute kids.
Yeah, there's some rugrats, man. They're cute kids. My boys are driving me crazy. I
Are
say
they?
that. It's just they're getting to the fun age where it's just chaos. But they're all doing great. Eloise started kindergarten this year. Lachlan, my oldest boy, is starting to go to school like 4 days a week. So it's awesome and crazy at the same time because our house is always just utter chaos, loud stuff going on. And then they start going to school and you drop them off, you come home and the house is like quiet as a church. You're like, wait, what do I do now? So you get used
Right.
to the noise, but it's good. They're growing up and everybody's happy and it's been a good year.
That's good. I was gonna say, boys that age, I feel like just have an endless amount of energy. Like, you're like, where does that
Oh.
come from?
It's the Energizer Bunny. And that's the thing. It's like they're, getting into sports. It's just like it's the fun age where, they want to go do stuff with me. They want to, go to the camp or go out and just do stuff and hang out. So it's fun, but yeah, it definitely makes for long days.
I bet. Have you taken any of them out hunting yet? Or are they like, they're probably about that old, right?
Yeah, so my 4-year-old, he's ready to go. He wants to do his first duck hunt this year. So
Oh.
after the holiday, I'm gonna take him out and put him in some camo and some waders and just take him out with his little BB gun and let him act like he's duck hunting. So that's all he wants to do.
Yeah.
So
Oh my
but
gosh.
yeah, we did a lot of fishing this year though. So we were bad news for a brim on Percy Priest this year. So we had a lot of fun out on the boat.
That's awesome. Before this, I was looking at your Instagram and I was cracking up what you had just posted about like what I mean when I say I'm gonna have one more drink. And I think it looked like you were like at a wedding or something, smoking a cigar, having a
Yes.
fabulous time.
Yeah, that was the first weekend a friend of ours got married. We went down and it was an amazing wedding and we had the first weekend away from the kids. So
Really?
me and Kristen cut loose and I just so happened to hop up with the DJ, tequila in hand with a cigar and was really feeling the vibes that night, so
It looks like it. I
it was a blast.
this might be a stupid question, but not having facial hair, I don't know. But I would assume that like you wake up after smoking a cigar like that and your beard has got to be like full of smoke,
No, Kristen
right?
hated me for like 3 days. I mean, it
Oh
was
my.
like,
Like, how do you get that out?
I know. Well, and that's the thing, it's like there's no hiding cigars. Like, there's no cologne, there's no beard oil shampoo that you can use to get rid of that. So that was the thing. It's like I loved smoking cigars. We used to on the road, post show, we would always sit around and smoke cigars and for that reason I quit because I was like, man, I love smoking the cigar at the time. I hate smelling that cigar for 2 days after. So, yeah, she wasn't a fan of me. She stayed away from me for a few days after that.
Hangover cures. Do you happen to have a go-to one? I feel like dad of four, you've got to have something good.
My old hangover cure was you just jump back on the bike. Usually brunch. I feel like in college, even my early Nashville days, that was always kind of like, well, everybody's feeling pretty rough. I might as well go to brunch and see if a Bloody Mary can fix this.
Yeah.
Or a Manmosa, a beer and orange juice. That was usually my hangover cure. Now,
I've never heard of that, a mimosa.
a Manmosa. Yeah, that's
That's good.
I don't know where I heard that from, but I was at a restaurant and everybody was drinking mimosas and I was like, man, I'm not doing champagne. Bloody Mary's not feeling right. And a buddy of mine was like, dude, you should get a Manmosa. And I've been hooked ever since. I was like, that's genius.
That's such a good idea.
Nowadays it's I really just slam water. I like just like I know I'm dehydrated. I try to stay away from like Tylenol or Advil. So I'm just like, all right. It's almost like my punishment to myself, you know, where you wake up and you're like, you didn't need the fourth glass of Eagle Rare. You should have just, you were good at three. The fourth
That
was a
fourth one
little
will do it.
aggressive. Yeah. So yeah, it's almost like that's your punishment to yourself to be like, all right, you put yourself here, you gotta ride this thing out. So it really is now just like hydrating. You sneak in like the light blue Gatorade. I can't remember.
Oh, God, that is my favorite one. Yeah.
Those are awesome. So Gatorade and water.
I had a pretty bad hangover. I can't remember how long ago it was. And I DoorDashed because I could not leave the house a light blue Gatorade. And you know how sometimes they take like their own personal liberty and they just are like, well, they're out of that. So I got you this. And they brought back like the
Yeah.
most like neon
Like
pink
a
Gatorade.
red
I was
one.
like,
Yeah.
no, I can't do this.
Yeah, this isn't what I asked for.
No.
This Gatorade was for a specific purpose,
Yes.
and you show up with a fruit punch Gatorade, and
It's not going to work
now
right
I
now.
want to, yeah. So that,
Oh my
but
gosh.
yeah, that's my fix. Yeah, unless you're on
Oh my
vacation,
goodness.
then
Yeah, you
you
just
just
jump right in.
get right back on it. Yeah.
So we talked about what highlights of 2025 were. What are you looking forward to in 2026?
Yeah, 2026 is the. You know, it's actually we're doing a headline tour in Europe and Australia, kicking the year off February and March over there, and then coming back and still playing a decent amount of shows next year. But you know, we're not playing as many as we usually do. So I'm actually looking forward to, you know, a year that's a little lighter than what we've been doing, mainly because I've really like I think as busy as I've been with touring and make and learn the hard way, I really haven't been able to really sit down and write like I've wanted to. I've like either been coming into town and writing for a couple of days, or bringing buddies out and you know, writing on the road. So I'm really excited for next year to continue writing and making a new record. I feel like I'm really excited to get back to songwriting, and I'm glad that next year's a little lighter so that I can do that. So I'm really stoked to make a new record and do some touring overseas. It's gonna be a great year.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was looking at your touring schedule and I was like, this is either lighter on purpose or he hasn't announced some stuff yet. But you leave for Europe like right at the end of February and then you do like all of Australia and New Zealand. Is that like you leave for that month and then you don't come home at all, or do you get some time to come back in between there?
Yeah, we're gonna come back for a week in between.
Okay, nice.
You know,
I was like, this
we
is a
did a,
long time to be gone.
yeah, you know, and we've done it before. You know, we went to, I feel like the last time we did Europe, I was gone for way too long, and you know, it's just tough to be away from the kiddos that for that much time. But yeah, this year I'm gonna go over and then come back for like 10 days and then head back to Australia.
That'll be a good way to break
So
that up because, like, any
yeah.
parent, like any dad right now, has got to be like, what? You got, like, that's so hard. Like, it's great that you get to do what you love, but being away from your kids that long has got to be, I can't even imagine, Jordan.
Yeah, it was tough, and you know, and I did, no pun intended, learn it the hard way. But you know, because once you're over there, you want to enjoy it, and you want to, you know, it does take a, you know, the flights are long, and you kind of got to get adjusted once you get over there. And but yeah, I feel like we broke it up great. So like that'll be good for me to get back, see them, and then take back off to Australia. But yeah, I mean, it was purposeful, you know, and not playing as many shows as we have, you know, for that reason. And it has been. It's like I didn't, you know, I know I've talked to you about this. Like, you know, songwriting is why I got into music. And I just feel like last year I didn't devote the time I needed to it that like I should have. I'm still super proud of the record we made. But I'm excited this year to really kind of bring that back to the top of the priority list, and and really go in and make something really cool in the studio.
And then you got a little bit of downtime with the holidays, and you're planning on doing some hunting. Do you have anything else that you guys have got planned?
Yeah, I mean, really just I mean, all the family's coming up to Nashville. It really does, like, it's Christmas, and all my buddies kind of revolve everything around, hunting trips. So we have some really cool hunting trips planned.
What are you doing? Where are you
Obviously,
going?
like, we're getting to check off a bucket list hunt for me. We're going to Nebraska to hunt the North Platte at the end of January, which has been a place I've wanted to duck hunt for a long time, and taking some good buddies up there to do that. I'm going to Arkansas next weekend to one of my favorite places to duck hunt, and then me and my brother do a we call it deer camp. We bring all of our high school buddies up and some college buddies, and we just go deer hunt for 2 or 3 days and get to catch up, and so it kind of always revolves around somebody else's hunting camp that we're going to. But I'm excited that obviously my daughter's first Christmas this year. My Kristen's family's coming in, so we're having everybody come to Nashville for Christmas and New Year's, and just getting to spend time with them, some downtime to kind of relax and recharge. That's really what I look most forward to. Of like we were talking about earlier, the days of waking up where there's nothing to do but watch football, cook food, and hang out with family. I'm excited for that.
I feel like it's got to be nice for you guys too. Like having 4 kids, you get to be like, hi, you're all coming to us for the holidays. We could not possibly travel to you.
I think that's why we decided, like, hey, let's keep going with kids, because with everyone,
You have
it's
more power.
becoming easier to say, I don't know if we can make it over there. We got the kids, so yeah, it's great that, they all get to come here, and good for them too, that they get to hang with the grandkids, and maybe it gives me and Kristen a break to go do some other stuff while the kids hang with the grandkids. So
Yeah.
there's multiple wins on that. So
For sure. Then also want to talk about your latest single. This is the third one from the album, Turn This Truck Around. Talk about just writing the song and where the idea came from.
yeah, man, that was with Josh Thompson, Devin Dawson, and Jake Mitchell, three crazy talented songwriters. And it's really fun too, because in the creative space of songwriting, some days you're swinging for the fences, or you just know you're going to walk in with the group you're writing with and write a great song. And sometimes it happens, and sometimes it doesn't. That's just, the part of working in a creative world and trying to make something up every day. But this was special because I just had a feeling. I hadn't written with Devin in forever, and I mean, I absolutely love the dude to death, and it's like, you go in thinking, all right, we're going to get something great today. I know it. I had a feeling, and it's just really cool when it actually happens. And I knew the day we left that Turn This Truck Around was going to be a song that I was going to record, and felt like it was going to be a big one. And it's cool to kind of start seeing it pick up momentum. But I'd always kind of thought about, when I was a kid, me and Jacob would be in the back seat, and my dad would all, if we were fighting or arguing, he'd always turn around and say, "Hey boys, don't make me turn this truck around. I'll turn it. We'll go back home." And we kind of started talking about, I can't remember what the first idea was, and for some reason that saying and my dad popped in my head, and I kind of threw that out, and we just kind of ran with it from there. But man, and two, it's just a fun day of writing. Like, I think anytime you're around people as good as those three guys are, it makes you want to be better. I just remember that as just a really, really, really fun day of creating, and another day where you just say, like, man, I'm blessed to get to do this, and happy to see that people are loving it the way they are.
Yeah, it is. It's such a great song. So you're gonna do something for us in January. You're gonna play a totally private show here at the Hard Rock. Like a listener's gonna win and they're gonna get to come, and it's just like you, the four of them. It's one of my favorite
Yeah.
things I've ever given away on the radio. But like this is someone's dream, obviously, to come see you play a private show like this. Who would be the person that you would want a private show with that? Like if you could be a
Oh
big fan.
gosh. If we're doing anybody, like, John Prine would have been the guy that I would have given every cent I had to be in a room to just hear stories and listen to him sing. And but man, that, I mean, there's a, you know, Chris Stapleton, you know, to be that close to that voice would be pretty sick. But yeah, you know, I think with, if I had to say anybody, it would be John Prine. He was why I fell in love with it, you know, why I started writing songs. So that would have been my dream living room show.
That's a great one. Thank you so much for
Perfect.
doing this.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.